Medicaid expansion is under consideration again at the Utah legislature. Advocates and members of the public showed up in force this morning for a committee meeting on the issue. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
More than 30 people came to ask lawmakers to fund a Medicaid expansion. They each had a minute to make their case.
Look with me on this odyssey that I take you on and where I started with my mother. I'm going to show you a picture of her and I when I was a baby. And a picture of us together approximately a month before she died.
If I go get a job where I lose my Medicaid, my daughter loses her insulin. That's not a choice I can make.
But one of the saddest things we see are people who have to drop out of treatment or who can't come into treatment because they can't afford it.
Please do whatever you can to make the decisions for Medicaid to go forward.
That was Karina Brown, Delanne Jessup Haslam, Jerry Costley, and Mary Jo McMillan. Democratic Senator Gene Davis presented his proposal for a full Medicaid expansion. It would cost the state $51 million a year, but it would also bring back more than $343 million federal dollars to the state of Utah. A bargain, according to Davis, but Committee Chair GOP Senator Alan Christensen sees things differently.
If we pass Medicaid expansion, it would make our job simpler because our entire list of 70 requests would be gone because this would take precedence over all of them. We could fund nothing else this year.
Republican Representative Ray Ward presented another full Medicaid expansion proposal, which would be partially funded with a hospital assessment and a tax on e-cigarettes, taking $27 million from the state general fund. House Majority Leader Jim Dunnigan is working on a more limited proposal, which would fund a third of those in the coverage gap and bring in less federal money. He's asking for $20 million. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.